Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of GLive Roundtable Discussion, a podcast hosted by Gaming Library. I am your moderator, Glory, and I am joined by some of the other GL curators.
This is Ben from Ben Dares All.
Hi, I'm Jovan.
Sam.
Hi, I'm Hans.
Parang shy kayo today.
Hindi, kasi it's... lahat kami gumising ng maaga.
Yeah. Sorry na.
Except for one person.
Sorry na. Okay, so we're actually doing an experiment today. We are also recording a video of this roundtable discussion. So you'll see that we are in the Gaming Library headquarters. So say hi to the video.
Hey. Hi to the video.
I will emulate Mr. Store. Hindi ako kita sa video. But my voice will be heard.
No, kita ka sa video.
Ah, kita ba? Fail.
So how are you guys? Let's start with some catch up. How are you guys?
What did you play last week?
What did you play last week?
Okay, wait. I got to play Pillage for the first time, which was fun when you're beating the other two people beside you or not. I played Ink and Gold, which is an old game from... what, a decade ago? And it
this
was...
This one? You played this one?
Yeah. Village. Did I say Village? Oh, you haven't tried that yet?
I haven't tried it
yet. It's pretty cool, but it's like, you know, like you gotta get a good hand and you gotta read the other people. I'm not good at reading other people.
So, I guess it's a hidden gem. No, they sent me a demo copy like 2 years ago. I haven't
two
even opened
ago?
It.
2 years ago? It's fun. And you can play it with a bunch of people and you can get greedy and your money is like turnips and it's cool. But that's, we'll talk about that later.
How about you? How about you, Jovan? What did you play?
Last 2 weeks? Well, last week was Horizons, actually.
That's a game that you don't really hear being played a lot.
Oh.
That's
right.
I actually kind of requested it because I own the game and it wasn't hitting the table that often. And I said, I want to play it.
Okay.
So and expand your horizons.
How about you, Sam?
Quax, Wingspan, and a few rounds of Keyforge. Keyforge.
Okay. Pareho ata
tayo. You played Wingspan again?
No, not Wingspan, but I played Scythe. So, still so
yes,
minor.
Yes. Didn't you win?
Yeah, he won.
And then apparently, there are two combos pala that are... a bit broken sa side. And oh. I got the other one. I thought isa
red
lang.
Engineering?
No, our red industrial, which is my board. That's why it was a bit,
I also played this, I forgot.
What is this? Two-player.
No. That's the one with the...
Lowlands.
There you go.
Maganda ba yan?
Yes.
It's cute, yes.
Oh, I want...
It's good.
It's
fun. Lowlands. Okay. I have a copy.
So, yeah, those are the two things that I played last week.
Okay.
And then, what else did I play? Oh, Adventure Games, which is really fun. And then, a round of... actually, a lot of Keyforge, because I participated in yesterday's tournament.
May tournament pa kapon.
Yes. Speaking of which, may surprise kami for Keyforge. We got a Gilas player. Former Gilas player playing Keyforge now, and he just picked up Scythe yesterday as well.
Oh.
So super cool.
Sino siya?
Christian Stardinger, the German Filipino.
I think I've heard of him.
Guy, yeah.
Mm. Oh, I also played this. I'm so bad. I don't take photos of
what's
the
that
title. It's a Laukat design.
It's
game.
Near and Far?
No.
Above Islebound. No, may board.
No.
8 Minute Empire.
It's not 8 minutes.
It's like the Machikoro type.
Spacey.
Malaria?
No,
it's not Malaria.
You say Malaria?
Yeah, it's like a Machikoro type but better. Pero Laukat, yeah.
Alam ko
Above it's new.
Valeria is not
No.
But it's a magic.
It's
magic auto type.
Yeah. Let me look it up.
Okay. I played Scythe with Hans. It was my first time. And then I also played Tiny Towns, Quinto.
Yes, I played also Quinto.
Quinto. And last night I played Architects of the West Kingdom.
You were white in.
I was white.
Yeah,
that's I lost.
Kind of harder, I think.
Sa Scythe?
Yeah.
I don't know. First time, po. I don't know.
Random.
Tapos, hands got the broken.
Oh, my.
Megaland.
Megaland.
Ah, Megaland. Megaland. Gusto yan ni Eric. Summer. Anyway. So, that's what we played. Today, we just wanted to weigh in on our hidden gems. We'll talk about what a hidden gem is later on, but this topic came about because of the Gen Con hype. After Gen Con, of course, a lot of games are hype. Number one is Tapestry.
Yes.
Diba?
But after Gen Con naman yun.
Ano nga? After Gen Con. So, if you guys haven't picked up your copy, meron pa si GL. Meron pa ba?
I think sold out na.
Sold out na rin ba?
Wait, is there news about that? No. Three? No.
Let me check.
Oh.
Anyway, so Tapestry. And then, what's that game by Eric Lang?
Ankh.
That's super hyped also.
Ankh.
And then a lot of games that came out during Gen Con are super hyped.
Yeah, sold out. Record-breaking 12 hours.
Okay.
Wow, that was fast.
More than one per hour yung nabibenta.
So do you guys take into consideration, are you the type na nadadala sa hype or anti-hype in terms of buying games?
Normal. What do you mean? You can't help but like
you have to be honest.
You can't help but get pulled you have into, to be the, honest. Into the hype, di ba?
Pero, it's either your yes or no. There's no in between.
Kickstarter veteran,
di ba?
If it's a yes or a no, then it's definitely a yes.
Okay, so you get swept up by the hype.
Yeah.
Okay, how about you, Javan?
No.
Pero hindi ka anti-hype.
I'm not anti-hype. I'm not one of those people, I don't feel like it. You know, it's really either I'm not into it or, you know, I like it.
Okay.
I rely on gameplay or like gaming experience to buy games.
So you need to try it first?
More or less, yes. Or at least I have read something about it.
Okay. How about you?
It's the same, sort of like that. I have to play the game. I'm kind of word of mouth when like you're picking like the new game stuff. But the way like a, I watch movies. It's like I don't watch movie trailers. So it's like I actually, if I know I'm gonna watch the movie, I'm not gonna watch a trailer because I'm gonna watch it anyway. So I only like, look about it if I'm kind of interested. I kind of wait for other people to say. So it's like, what are you talking about? Like, Deckscape. Like that. So, I'm looking for that. Like, actually, it's all about the Gen Con stuff.
Ako actually, medyo, nasa yes talaga ako.
As in, like, medyo pa eh.
And recently, I found myself buying games. Not recently. Ito yung tinatry kong i-curb na ugali. I find myself buying games without even looking at reviews. If I just hear one person say, like, or whatever, sabihin ni Sam or ni Luke na, oh, okay yung game. Okay, bibili ko. Kasi I'm thinking, they've done the research. So, ganun. Or, like, if I see it in any of the Facebook groups, okay, sige, bibili ko yan. Pero ngayon, gusto ko, babasahin ko muna yung rules and I want to see at least two reviews. Yung playthroughs kasi I really can't sit through a playthrough. Parang, lalo na if it's a playthrough just to teach the game na nabobore ako. Mas maganda yung playthrough na everyone's playing it. But anyway, it doesn't play into your decision that much. Except si Sam and ako. Like kasi, ang inisip ko, every game now is hyped. Somewhat, diba? Or like a lot of games are hyped.
Yeah.
And you only have a particular purchasing capacity.
In theory.
Para meron kang particular purchasing capacity. And
yes, it's very particular.
Yeah, and a particular like time frame to play games. Diba? So, usually, you find it that usually games that are hyped or games that are popular are the only ones you get to buy? Or do you still find hidden gems?
I think there's still some hidden gems because
I consume a lot of board game media, so I still get to see like one or two things that aren't really being hyped by everyone else.
But a particular reviewer likes it?
Not even. It's just you see something and then if they're the publisher is like saying, hey, I'm coming up with this game, these are the mechanics, and then you see, oh hey, that looks like an interesting theme and then mukhang interesting yung mechanics. So parang I'm interested in that game. Kahit na hindi, it's not like a lot of reviewers are saying.
And it's also like a hidden gem. You're not saying like it's just being overlooked by the newer games that are more hype. There are also hidden gems like the old games, decades ago. Decades ago. Yeah, that's just, you know, like was that grandfathered by a new mechanic or something, but the base game is still good, but it's just not being played because it's not new. But it's still a hidden gem.
Yeah. I agree. How about you as a retailer, Hans?
Mm-hmm. So, I've learned a lot of lessons, painful lessons. Because I used to be, for us kasi, at least retailers will have the chance kasi to see reviews. Mm-hmm. Most of the time for us, you get an advanced review from the likes of Tom Vassell, Radho. Ganon. But by that time, we should have secured the order because we distribute the games. Mm-hmm. So, like for example, Tapestry, we sort of had an inkling on the price, but we didn't know anything about it. Mm-hmm. Pero pinapa-pre-order namin.
Wala pa reviews nun?
Yes. So ngayon, actually for Stonemaier, since given na yung hype ng mga games niya, we were asked for a forecast based on price. So, kunyari, it's a $50 game. Automatic ilan pre-order mo without knowing the game or anything at all.
Except the name of the publisher.
Except na it's Stonemaier. And then pag after 50 at $80, ano name pre-order mo? As in ganun. So nothing, it's a shot in the dark, bato-bato sa langit ganun. The only thing that you can assume is that the previous games can be used as a baseline forecast for future games, diba? Yeah. Which I find is not really applicable always. Ganun. So that's one. Also, yung pinaka painful lesson ko dun is Seafall.
The legacy hype.
I was in Gen Con. That's why after that year in Gen Con, I didn't go to Gen Con for like 2 to 3 years na.
Na-burn
ako.
Nadala ng
hype. You know, I hear it's not that bad.
And that's one of the difficulties of it. Because it was so hype na everyone's expectations were it should be like Marvel Avengers Endgame level good. Parang ganyan. Okay. So, tapos...
It's a pioneer kasi, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, tapos, you know, don't know what to expect. Yeah.
So in Gen Con, I think that year about 50,000 people went. They only released 160 copies. Sumingit pa ako sa pila para lang for it. And then sa lahat ng mga kasama kong Pinoys, everyone bought at least 2 copies each. Which is the max per person. Ang bigat-bigat nun. Tapos imagine mo lugging it around.
It's actually heavy.
Yeah. Tapos may metal coins pa siya.
Oh my gosh.
Na binayaran ko rin.
Oh my gosh.
Ganun, so... And then we were securing a lot of deals by then. That's why, nung tinanong na ako, oh, so ilan order mo Seafall? I gave an absurd amount of number because I was so hyped and it was Gen Con. That's why I said I will never buy anything. I will never make big decisions in life for gaming library during Gen Con.
Naubos mo ba yung Seafall mo?
No, I keep one for remembrance.
Pero naubos mo naman siya.
Naubos naman.
Ah, okay.
Alright.
At least
naubos
siya.
Exactly.
Actually, ang thing din sa hype kasi is that if you take too long to research, feeling mo, ubos na yan. Like, unwari, if someone only found out about Tapestry yesterday and started researching the reviews online, by the time na bumalik na siya sa gaming library website, ubos na siya. Diba? And that has happened to me a lot of times. So parang talaga I can't remember na. Madami naman. So parang ngayon, pag gusto ko, bibiling ko na.
Like for example, Terraforming Mars, lagi nang ubos. Scythe of course. Yung Fenris, yung unang batch for an expansion, we didn't realize na ganun siya kalakas. So ubos siya kagad. Ah, Santorini also, the first version, Roxy.
Yeah.
So simple.
Sin sobrang lakas nun time na yan. But most of the time, ako for me, it's we've changed our definition of a good game. Our definition is this a game that in layman's term, we will restock?
Okay. I thought it was gonna be like, it sparks joy.
No. So, for example, like, kunyari Tapestry. Tapestry, for sure, will restocking. But, let's say, ano bang mga game na lumabas sa ano? Ah, Black Angel. Which is hyped niyan sa Gen Con. I think number 2 on BGG sa Hotness.
Yep.
And, someone added it as like, one of their top 10 games na for the year. They're declaring it this early.
Year's not over.
And the year's not over, diba? So, parang for us, restock ba namin yun? Parang hindi eh. So, we'll skip it. Parang ganun. Kasi we know everyone who's much greater than Sam in terms of being addicted to hype would have bought it already.
That's true. Which is one of the reasons why I do Kickstarters and everything, because there's no guarantee, because like it's a very niche game and it's a very I'm heavily into Euro, so it's not something that that's always marketable, so that's why I back on Kickstarter, because I cannot be sure that stores locally will
that's
be stocking it.
That's true.
Also perks.
Also bragging rights.
Ang pinaka disappointment ko lang in what people, in people's opinion and perspectives, no, is like, hype doesn't really take anything away from a game. So, a game, whether it's hyped or not, if the game is good,
it's good.
Diba? So, if it sucks, no matter the hype, it will suck. Mm-hmm. AKA Seafall.
And I
can finally bash it! Kasi ubos na!
And I think yun yung ano eh. Like with Wingspan, my experience was it was super hype, and I only got to get it no fourth printing yeah, the last yeah. printing, because at the end of the day, since it's a good game, it'll keep on coming back, diba? Mm-hmm. And it's more of EQ na lang siya na no, I have to own it, but Sam owns a copy, diba? So like, you own a copy, so like we can play it. I can play it with you guys if I really want to play it, but no, I just have to have it. How about you? How about you guys? How do you, if walang hype, alisin natin yung hype. How would you normally research what to get?
I am lucky to be part of a gaming group that devours games like anything. So they, my friends introduced me to a lot of new things. So yun yung entryway ko sa gaming.
Okay.
So I'm lucky to have that resource.
So it's personal recommendations.
Yes.
Okay.
After you play the game. Yeah. Same thing, sort of. Like, okay. I got to play, like, Diner Dash. No, the one with the Diner Dash or
Kitchen
something.
Kitchen Rush?
No, yeah. The one with the Hourglass stuff.
Panic Diner.
Panic Diner.
Which was great.
Yep.
But, yeah, and like Village was for a while. And, like, was that? Yeah, I played Wingspan. Like, it was like, XL! Yeah, during events when you get to play new games there. They're like, oh yeah, we want this. Like that. Or like Gizmos. I didn't know about it. The guy, when he bought it, it's like, we had to learn the rules there. We started like, oh my gosh, like, okay, I want this one. And then I went and got one. Because I could get Wingspan.
Okay.
For me, I forgot my question.
How would you normally research?
So, for us, may formula kami. So, if okay yung pedigree ng designer, that's one. Publisher. Obviously, for example, we would give more emphasis on, let's say, Asmodee versus Sifanofair. Whoever made Gloomhaven. Sifanofair, yeah. And then, price. Because admittedly, not everyone can, you know, shell out $5,750 for Tapestry in a snap, parang ganyan. So those are our three usual factors. And then, number of players sometimes takes into consideration. Mm-hmm, like, yeah. we give lower value to two-player games. Not because not because two-player games are worse, but only because when, you know, nature of board games is you play with a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So parang may mga ganong factors.
But does that mean that you don't stock it when it has a lower value? Or you don't stock a lot?
And in GL, we try to stock as everything as we can.
Okay.
It's just that in terms of priority, like kami, may budget din kami. Magugulat kami, budget kami.
Okay, gets.
And that's nadadala kami sa hype. Kasi nga, I think for this year, out of 8 months, at least 6 times kami lumagpas sa budget. Mm. Pinapagalitan na ako ng finance team. As in, sobrang sama na nung galit nila sa akin.
Do you think you'll be able to curate it better if walang hype?
Oh, that's gonna be hard.
Well, that's a good question.
Hype kasi is tried and true eh. It's the ones that you know.
But in a way, we do curate it already without the hype because we were asked for our orders before all of the hype.
Ah, that's true.
In a way.
Okay.
But most of the time, like for example, we choose to delay certain titles just to wait na, ano sasabihin ng mga tao? Parang ganun na kami. So, to everyone, shortage. This is like the best, slowly pinapractice ko na rin siya. This is like the best piece of advice na if you want to make sure you stick to your budget and get good games na hindi kayong magkakaroon ng buyer's remorse.
Mm-hmm.
Once a game is released, wait for 2 months. If you will play it, if you tell yourself that in 2 months I will still play the game, then you buy that game. If after 2 months you don't even think about it, you don't even
remember
or will even play it, then don't buy the game. Ganun lang yun. Sa amin, isa-stock pa ba namin? Parang ganun yung question.
Okay.
Ano magandang example nun? Orbis. Orbis, we were so, I don't know, Between Two Castles. Everyone was so hyped Between Two Castles. Nag-order kami and everything. Tapos nung dumating siya, after 2 weeks, nakakalimutan ko na siya.
But it had the pedigree of
Stonemaier. It had the pedigree of Stonemaier. Mm. It had the pedigree of Bezier, Ted Asphalt. Galing from Between Two Cities and
Castles
of Mad King Ludwig. So parang like, in terms of the formula, 5-star rating siya. But, wala, after a while, biglang hindi mo maalala. So, ayun.
Well, but it's still subjective. It's like, you know, what you don't want to play, someone else might find as a hidden gem.
That's true. I mean, that's true naman for all throughout, diba? I mean, there's always that subjectiveness. I think Sam and I are the same din, eh, na parang, no, in terms of board game media, that's really how I get my recommendations. So I've identified myself with Sam Healy, na parang, nandun din ako sa sweet spot na yun na, I can play Euros, and sometimes he likes really heavy Euros, diba? But usually, Ameritrash pa rin. Although, hindi ako nag mga Warhammer, ganyan. And magugulat ka sa kanya, sometimes he likes some abstract games or some two-player games. So, yun. So, ang ginagawa ko usually, kapag makikinig ako ng top 100, and then if it recurs, pag naalala ko siya, then bibirin ko siya.
Actually, yun yung ano talaga. If maalala mo siya after a while, yun. I think that is the sign.
Nag-mark siya sa'yo.
It also depends on your experience when you play the game with a set of people. Because like, you might play a game na and the crowd is like not very enthusiastic or they're not nice.
Actually, that's true.
That's true.
So,
yes.
Yeah, your experience then might be like, I'm not gonna play this anymore.
Yep.
But then if you play with another game and you're more into it, then you'll excited to play again and win!
That has happened to me too.
Pero that plays into how I purchase board games. Kasi I have like different game groups that I play on different days. So parang, when I'm choosing a game, I try to buy a game na not specific for the group. Eh. Gusto ko yung game would be playable for all of the groups.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi masulit siya. Kasi I get to play it more often. So that's why I tend towards medium weight Euros. Kahit na gusto ko talaga, I tend to buy medium weight Euros. Kahit na gusto ko talaga heavy.
Okay.
Pero like, other people naman in one particular game group, since yun yung gusto nila, they'll buy so I can play.
Pero what, so basically, lahat.
Yeah. So when I buy
all.
let other people
I have game buy book some for of the things.
Malalaro mo din naman eh.
Okay. So, in picking your hidden gem games, that we're going to be talking about, what did you take into consideration? What was in your mind when you were defining what a hidden gem game was? Start with you.
Start. A hidden gem for me, it's kind of weird because I think like everyone's hype is like online, diba? But no one's following. Sorry, I tend towards like the kids game stuff. So that's not gonna be like super hype, talaga. Because it's for kids. Like sorry, it's like euros are all complicated and stuff. So the side games that get ignored, like if somebody introduces chess or checkers now, that will totally be ignored compared to like something complicated or so, right? So that's kind of my hidden gem. Like those small games that are just overlooked because it seems simple, which is also changing because like just one is so simple. A party game and see how big that got. Mm-hmm. So kind of like that.
Joanne?
Maybe like similar game mechanics, but I prefer something else.
Okay.
I like specifics, but later. What do you think?
Later.
Sabi mo ano yung what you like better.
Okay.
How about you, Sam?
Because like I'm friends with people who are board gamers talaga, as in they're also heavy into researching mm-hmm. and getting news on new games. So if I find a game that no one else that I really like that no one else has heard about, then that's a hidden gem.
Mas mahirap yun ah.
I'm the one introducing it to them. Thus, I feel so special. You don't know about
Actually, I feel the same sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
You should work for GL. You and JC would get along.
Your budget would not survive.
Yes. Kaya nga siya na sa GL curators. Okay. How about you, Hans?
So essentially, a hidden gem for me would be, one, it's not by a pedigree designer. Kasi right now, like for example, anything Jamie will bring out will always be hype. Believe na ako dun. Eric Lam, mga ganun. So, one, unknown designer or starting out designer. That's one. Two, if it's an old game that no one really talked about, I think that one for me is a hidden gem. Mm-hmm. So like for example, yung mga games na released na pala 5 years ago, mga ganun.
5 years ago is not old. 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Think of it as like we compare
at the rate we're going right now.
We compare that we used to compare games to books. Now we compare them to movies.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you have like 1,000 games coming out every year, so that's 5,000 games ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like if Avengers Endgame is already old, and you feel it's already old because everyone has seen it, ganun siya, parang ganun. And that was like this year.
Yeah, I think that was 2 months ago.
So imagine for board games, ganun din.
So how do you find those games?
So, one of the hidden gems that I found that is no longer hidden is Cabo. Mm-hmm. So, I found it because I was in Gamma. Tapos, there was this guy who said, oh, you know, you gotta play this. And then, when I sat down, sabi nila, it's a 10-year-old game. It was just being re-released under a new art. Tapos, it was just 1 to 13. It's like a deck of cards. I was like, who's the designer? Unknown. So I go, huh? You're making me waste valuable time for this? Ganun. And then when I played it, oh my God, this is good. Tapos, I crossed the line because I ordered 100 copies the time na yun. Kasi sabi ko, dapat hindi ako order during a convention.
The previous learning.
But for Cabo, I broke that rule. So
because of the price.
Yeah, so most of the time, I discover them by going there actually and then playing them. Ganun.
So it's like, you wait for a stranger to come, okay, play this game. Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately lang kasi with board games, in our other business, the lifestyle and fashion business, we get samples way in advance so that we can we can personally road test them. Dito sa games, you get a box art. Or pag dumating yung demo copy, lumabas na yung game kasi parang ganun. Yun yung nakakalungkot lang.
Ako naman, for me, ang hidden gem is usually if it's not talked about a lot. Kasi I mean, dahil I have this Instagram na talagang ang lahat lang na fina-follow ko doon puro board game related content. And then I consume a lot of board game media. So, usually, napag-uusapan naman variety of games. But if it's not talked about a lot, then for me, that's a hidden gem. So, let's start. How do you want to do this? One per game? One game per person? Or let's just go per person?
One game per person.
Only one?
No, no. And then, if someone else has more, do you ikot lang na
ikot? Ikot lang ulit.
Okay. Jovan has requested pala that she has the mother of all...
Hidden gems.
So she will be the special ender.
Oh, ender.
But so just have another one though. But see.
Okay. So okay. Jovan, ano, weigh in na lang on the other games. Sure. Let's start with Ben.
Well, again, there's like mostly children's related, kind of. I'd say All Aboard XL, Pengulu. It's a children's game. It's just like a matching the colors, memory game stuff. But then they added a little twist where you can steal another person's points. It's for kids. I played the smaller the bigger version, which was enjoyable because like it has heft when you're holding the little eggs and the little penguins. And it's a kids game, and I think families should look for this because it's more. Yeah, it's like it's kind of better than, of course, like a step above, like, you know, like putting decks of cards down and just, oh, two kings or two aces or whatever. So, yeah, I'd say it's a hidden gem for, the families. Not for, like, you know, sophisticated and older guys. And that counts as a hidden gem, because no one's going to be talking about Bangalore.
Okay.
That's one. I got others, but let's go around the table.
Sam Munas, ha? One of my hidden gems is Stroop. It's published by Grand Gamers Guild, designed by Jonathan Schaffer. It plays on the Stroop effect. When you see a word that's written down, for example, red, but it's colored green. So there's like a dissonance in your brain. So how this game plays is there are cards, it's a deck of cards that have words written on them that's like the color, the number, whether it's big or small, all caps or small caps. And then if it's solid or hollow. You flip a card, there are two rounds. For the first round, there's a card in the middle, and if red is written on it, you have to put down a red card. So you're trying to get rid of all of your cards.
This is sort of a party-ish
It's a dexterity party game. And then for the second round, you have to describe the card that's in the middle. So I really like it because everyone I've played with it gets super frustrated because they're like, no, what? Wait, no. So, and then I think hardly anyone has ever heard about it. So
never heard of it. Where'd you get it?
I ordered it from the US because it's a hidden gem.
So that one I haven't.
Listen mo. It's a small game. It's just a deck of cards. Fun siya. How about you, Hans?
So my first one is actually this one called Zategy.
Kaya pala kanina pa.
So I discovered this during my trip to Europe. It was in Nuremberg. You know how hidden it is? It's not even in the board game section of the convention.
Saan
siya? Nandun siya sa new unknown area near the tech zone. So I was just walking around and then this guy was saying like, hey, would you like to try a modern classic?
That's a good way to describe
it. That's the way he described it. Sabi niya. So I go, yeah, sure. And then he goes like, do you know Connect 4? But now it's like four players blocking each other off. So... this is Zategy. We played it as a tile. I instantly loved it. We stocked it since April. Still constantly selling.
Yep.
But again, like when you research online or ano, it won't come out on any reviews. It won't come out on anything. No one's gonna say, "Oh, this is so good."
Yep, yep, blah, 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 blah. Every time I post it, people ask, "What's that?"
It's probably like somebody trying to review checkers or trying to review chess or backgammon or songkha.
But so I just did a check also now. Nasa BGG na siya finally.
Okay.
What's his rating?
Let me check in rating. I didn't check it.
Sige, ako muna. Ako, my first one is Godfather.
Is it?
Come on. It is.
Okay.
It's not that hype. Parang I haven't seen a lot of people play it. I mean, kung worker placement, yeah. But like, you don't play it often. A worker placement kasi usually, pwede mo siyang ulit-ulitin talaga, di ba? And usually kapag worker placement, ano may isip mo first game? Agricola. Or Lords of Waterdeep.
Oh my god, I missed
Lords of Waterdeep. Yeah. Oh, 13
things come out.
So, di ba, parang hindi siya top of mind na worker placement game. But for me, ang cool nung mechanic niya. And like the theme, isipin mo, it should be like a fighting game, diba? Godfather. But,
area control.
Or area control. Okay. Pero for it to be worker placement, well, may mix of area control, but for it to be worker placement, sobrang weird
yan. Oh, I bet. It's probably because it's tied to like the movie stuff. So if people are saying like, Godfather, I didn't watch it. Like the same way like some people will not play Harry Potter games because it's like,
I'm not a fan of
those movies. So you're not gonna touch it. So like if they see Godfather, what is this? Like, it's based in a movie. Oh, I don't know the movie. They're not gonna play it.
That's usually gano'n naman pag IP, pero mas maraming hindi nanood ng Godfather kasi hindi nanood ng Harry Potter. Diba? So,
and Godfather's like, how old?
Yeah.
But you know, if there was a movie trilogy to watch, or like if there was a movie to watch, I think Godfather should always be there. Sobrang... anyway,
only for
we will digress from this topic immediately.
Only for the let's start the new
one. A new
topic.
But I had coffee pala with Eric Lang in Singapore because we were talking about Godfather actually. So he was offhand. He was disappointed with it.
Oh,
because
the game or the movie?
The game, not the movie. The game because he wasn't able to bring out the full potential. Because of IP issues.
Okay.
Diba? Like, one of the defining moments of Godfather is yung mga characters.
Yep.
You get to feel the theme, ganun, ganun. So I was telling him, I didn't feel like, killing. But I didn't feel like any of one of the characters or one of the families there. So sabi niya, we were given a limited IP though. I wanted to put names and flavor text, but they weren't allowed. So that's why medyo disappointed.
I suddenly thought, would it be better if it wasn't tied to the IP? But that's probably a topic for another.
Yeah, but I think, though, that having a limited IP can work for their benefit. Kasi mas hindi siya alienating. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Parang, it's just, it's a mafia theme worker placement game.
Mm-hmm.
So, I loved it. Anyway, let's move on.
He's also a
big fan of the movie, that's why.
You are?
Eric.
Ako din naman.
Uh-uh.
Pero parang, kailang. Mayroon parang swim with the fishes.
Next?
Yeah.
Okay, I got this from Gaming Library, Before There Were Stars. So it's a storytelling game, and like, who's like into like it's a writer's exercise thing, and it's not exactly. Oh, there we go. There's a box. Oh, we got a picture for it.
But this was hyped last year, Gen Con.
Yeah, is anybody
from Smirk and Laughter?
Is anybody talking about it? Is anybody playing it? It's a hidden gem, but it's actually a tangent to a different game. Because the way the game goes is like you just get like cards and you make up a story about it, and if the people around the table like it, they give you stars. That's it. And I was kind of disappointed, because when you're describing your story, you just get like words. So the game I'm actually saying that's a hidden gem is a game that I can't even remember the name of. It's a It's like talisman, talis something. It's locally made. They look like tarot cards.
Tailcraft.
My God, there, that one with like the really nice colored, Dixit-ish, better looking like drawing stuff. And like, can you find it anywhere? No. And is it weaponized? Sorry, not weaponized. For points? No, it's not. It's just, you know, an exercise. But it's still a game, and it's fun, and it's creative. And
you should try, Once Upon a Time.
Yeah, I played that too. Yeah. Is anyone talking about that?
I have, like, all of the expansions.
Have you been playing it a lot? Oh, okay, well there.
I have all of the expansions. I know that game.
Machine of Death.
Well there. But then, like, that's the thing. Like, it's, like, nicely colored, then diba? And there's, like, a strategy. This one, before the resource, was simpler. And I do kind of wish that they made pictures instead of just saying the owl, lightning and stuff. So, but still, hidden gem. Start with something simple.
Okay, Jovan, do you wanna reveal your other one or hindi naman?
Meron pa kami sa.
Ah, sige. You wanna do it?
A really old game called PI.
PI.
PI. It's like private investing. Oh, okay. Sorry, just to be clear. Because you guys are Pinoys and 12. So,
okay. This is a family-friendly podcast.
And it is also a family-friendly board game. Because basically, it's like Cluedo. But you get a specific set of suspect, location, and crime that the person next to you is holding. So it's not like one solution for everyone. So, and then you ask for clues for where your suspect is or where your location is and the crime. And the other person who's holding your clue will have to give those clues. So it's really deduction, but it's pretty good because there's also strategy because sometimes you can pick out clue cards just to block other people from using that clue card. Something like that. So it's pretty good. No one's heard of it. Yeah. I think not everyone knows it.
Ano year was it?
2012.
Ah, talaga?
Talaga?
So it's old.
Old.
Yeah, it's old.
And I got the secondhand copy because I can't find it anywhere. I only played it before when a friend found one in a thrift shop.
Oh,
so I found
it really hidden.
Yeah, tapos so na pinalaro niya sa amin, and then okay, it's pretty good. So when somebody tago natin sa pangalang Adrian, binenta niya yung kopya niya, so I bought it.
Yes.
Oh yes, we had that before sa Dice and Dine.
Yes, it was in the second floor.
Because we stopped that
near the corner at the back. Yeah.
Okay, next. My next game is Hive Mind. It's designed by Richard Garfield and published by Calliope Games. It's a party game.
This is like Family Feud.
Yes, this is like Family Feud. So it's like, whenever I bring it out, we do have fun playing it.
It's enjoyable.
It's Family Feud. Someone will pick a question and then, for example, top 5 richest countries in the world. And then, so everyone will write on their piece of paper what they think the top 5 richest countries in the world are. Mm-hmm. But your goal isn't to be right. Your goal is to have the same answers as other people. Because if I write United States, if you also write United States, that means I get 2 points. Mm. We both get 2 points. Mm. So it's trying to read. So it's a good way of getting to know people.
Yeah.
And then like one of the questions is names that start with W. And then I'm like playing with my friends. So I'm like, if you guys don't get this, I am going to be so mad at you. Because like my dad and my brother's names start with W. So if you guys don't put these two names here, I am going to be so mad at you. So there's a playing and then there's a meta because it also plays into how well you know the people.
Yeah.
That's
and
like then, a reverse just one.
Yes. When something sort of.
I think when I played that, my thing about it, like, it takes too long.
Yeah, that's the problem because they have this game board. The aim of the game is to push someone out of the hive. Mm. So there's one loser. But the way it goes is
now we know why it's a hidden gem.
Just one loser. So the way it plays is there's a board in the middle, you roll a die, and then there's a queen bee that goes around, and the queen bee determines how many people will get pushed to the lower levels of the hive. So sometimes it's the lowest two scores will get pushed down. Or sometimes it's the highest score will get pushed up. Mm. So sometimes it plays a little long, but you can just ignore the.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just, it's something that you can just ignore and then just have fun with it.
Well, it was more like it's taking a while. If nobody does the timer, it's like everyone's taking a long time just to complete their list.
Yeah, no, we always enforce the timer. Yeah. Otherwise, someone that's in our group has 80. So
Okay, hands.
Can I say Quinto? Is it still a hidden gem?
It's not a hidden gem.
Nobody's talking about it.
What? A lot of people are talking about it.
I only discovered it from you.
Where you got your copy from us?
After you got your copy from us.
So what mo binili?
Huh?
What mo binili?
I thought it was Quicks, not Quinto.
Oh my god.
Well, happy.
Have you heard of Quinto?
Yes, but only because I have Quido.
Okay. So maybe it is a hidden gem.
Kasi like,
but you've all heard of Welcome To.
Yeah.
No.
What? Wait, Welcome To? Welcome To the Roland, right?
No.
What?
Okay.
Are you judging me?
No.
Are you judging me, JC?
They get. So it is a hidden gem.
Yeah. Kasi like, when they introduced it to me in Gamma, they were saying na it is the successor of Quicks. So, ang naalala ko, Quicks, hindi Quinto. Tapos, nung ina-order ko na yun, may nakita ko QUI. Sabi ko, I think Quicks.
Ubus niya na ba to?
I still have some. But no, I'm extremely happy with it. Nung nalaro namin siya after the game.
Baka na-offload na naman eh, no?
No. So, nirequest ko kay Glory to kasi I want to play it again. It replaces Bingo for me. It has that potential. We're restocking it. So, yes, it is not, hindi ko siya ino-offload kasi gusto ko talaga siya.
It's also my
first roll and write experience.
First roll and write, wow. Guys. Can you believe that?
No.
So now I'm judging you.
What?
So actually, the successor of this game-ish is Welcome To, which is super duper hype now. Kakalabas lang nung sobrang dami niyang expansions in Gen Con. But when I read the playthrough of Welcome To, sobrang malayo sila in complexity. This one you can teach in like 30 seconds. Yun, marami siyang nuances kasi that you have to teach.
This one is the family. Anyone,
yeah,
the family.
Anyone can play it.
Actually, kaya ko siya kasi tradition namin, Christmas party, the whole father's side reunion, nagbibingo. Sobrang bored na ako sa bingo.
New Year bingo.
Quinto, Japan.
Tapos, they've always been challenging me. Aren't you like a game store? Wala ka bang ipopropose for the reunion? Sabi ko, wala pa akong alam na everyone would be interactive. Mm-mm. Na kaya yung mga grandfathers and grandmothers and the young kids.
Pero check mo rin yung Quicks, ha? Check mo rin yung Quicks. Because I think Quicks is easier.
Yes. But I was supposed to get Quicks. Now that I played Quinto, parang babalik pa ba ako sa Quicks?
Yeah, pero for your grandma.
Yeah.
Okay, mine, I only have two more. So, my next one is...
Si JC has a big yellow bad list. My collection is Hidden Gem.
Okay, mine is Ticket to Ride India.
Ano yung part na?
Why specifically?
Asia. Kasi, Asia, India, di ba?
Hindi, hindi Asia. India and sa likod niya... Ano ba na sa likod
Switzerland.
Niya? Hindi. Ay! Oo, tama.
Switzerland.
So it's just a map?
It's just a map. Kasi... I really like playing Ticket to Ride with two players or three players. Actually, two players talaga. I really like playing Ticket to Ride
with two players. Pero ayoko yung parang Ticket to Ride New York na filler talaga siya na parang just to scratch the itch. Gusto ko pa rin yung intense game, pero dalawa lang kayo, tapos sobrang sikip ng map. Kasi if you do that with the US, if you do that with Europe, hindi siya ganun kasikip. You can, there are chances na hindi kayo magtutugma, di ba? But with India, it's so tight. As in, ang mga nilalagay mo lang, tigda dalawa. Dalawa, isa. Ganun lang. So, sobrang tight niya. And the bonus here is not the longest, but actually, you have to go to a particular route twice. So, kunwari, from Makati to Pasig, one straight line. Pero you get a bonus if you find another route to go there.
Na Makati to Pasig.
Oh, Makati.
So parang, but not necessarily the fastest way, but
yeah,
maybe alternate route. Alternate.
So
kasi sobrang traffic din sa kanya.
So oo nga. So ang ginagawa ko is I take all of my route cards and I make one big circle. And sobrang hirap nun. Pero basta, ang saya niya. And I think kaya siya hidden gem kasi if you want to play Ticket to Ride with fewer players, you usually ang sinasuggest is the Nordic countries one.
Yes, Nordic countries.
Or even the newer one, which is the Heart of Africa. But for me, mas gusto ko yung Ticket to Ride India. So, highly recommended. And nung binili ko siya, nag-iisa na lang siya sa buong Pilipinas. Wala na akong ibang nahanap.
Which means people bought it.
Or they just stopped one.
Oh,
okay. They just got one.
Because I don't know anyone else who has the Ticket to Ride India map.
Interesting. Does it count as a hidden gem if it's not online because it's local or whatever? I'm just going to mention Hugot, which is like, you know, Cards Against Humanity, but in Filipino with like the Hugot, which is not even a word that's happening now, mm-hmm. I think.
I've never played Hugot.
It's just, ano lang, like, it's like, I have to say it in English. Describe your love life. And then you have like, lightning or like traffic or like, you know, and then you say. And it's, again, it's like just Cards Against Humanity takes a long time, very subjective, whatever. Oh, not subjective, but you know, but I like it because it's the only time I can make puns in Filipino. And yeah, I rarely get to do that. So okay.
Play in tandem with Red Flex.
I know. But it's, and then it's nothing new. Just it's also a game to get to know the other person. Because like, the questions are like, describe your love life or describe your ex. And then they're going to make a joke and everyone's going to laugh and people have like in-jokes about it, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
Blah, blah. That's cool, good.
All right.
Mm.
Sam. So another hidden gem for me is Crossing. Designed by Yoshiteru Shinohara. And then it's published by, I think, Ashbury?
May insect?
Yeah, it's the...
Yay! It's stop that!
No, it's the one where there's coaster-looking type things in the middle.
Yeah, it's a tin can.
Yeah. I got the box. It's just a...
Alam ko that yung ating tin can, di ba?
No, you're thinking of Minuscule.
Minuscule is what I was thinking of.
Yeah. So, in Crossing, you put gems on like coaster-type things and then you're playing a character who wants to collect the gem. So, on that, each round, you will count 1, 2, 3, and then you point towards the set that you want to get.
Oh no!
If two people are pointing at the same set, no one gets anything.
Wait, is this the lily pads?
Yes.
And what did you cover?
Yes. So, you're riding different
types. You're like fairies.
Yeah,
like
you're fairies.
Stuff. Okay, like the insects threw me off.
So, if you're the only one pointing to a particular set, you can take it to your pad. And then the next round will go again. But the next round, since you have something on your pad, if you don't protect it and take it home, someone can point towards your pad and take everything that's on your pad.
Ay, bastos.
It's very fun. No, it's very
that.
Quick to play.
It's like you're
noisy,
picking the party game stuff.
Because a lot of party games are...
Or overlooked because they're not talked about.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Like, so, I'm like with children's games, here it's like with party games. Yeah. It's kind of overlapping.
So, that's it.
So, next up of mine is actually a group of games. It's by a company called Gigamic.
Mm-hmm.
So, the backstory of Gigamic is that 2 years ago, 2 years ago, they sent us a samples. They were saying they were a French company. Parang kami, we've never heard of French company. Tapos puro abstract games. Tapos sabi namin, oh, bibigyan ba namin ng budget to, ganyan, ganyan. And then, we tested a first shipment. Pumalpa. Kasi antagal namin naubos. So, the top two games then for Gigamic, that I really consider hidden gem, is Corridor and Marrakesh.
Marrakesh!
Yes. Marrakesh is an old game.
Yes, Marrakesh is an old game. So, when we got it, sobrang tagal, but Corridor now is no longer hidden gems. Parang it's all over out there. But Marrakesh is still one. I consider it the game that should be in every house, replacing Monopoly.
Yeah, replacing Monopoly.
Replacing Monopoly. It should be the first one that gets introduced in the Hindi Monopoly. Mm-hmm. It's a lot simpler. It doesn't take 8 hours.
There's lots of jokes you can make about the carpet,
Hassam.
Blue, yeah. And then, yellow, and red.
Even younger kids can now learn a lot more from it kasi you only need to recognize patterns and colors, and then yung counting mo lang is 1, 2, 3. So, even siguro mga 6 years old, kaya na. In XL, when we got the giant version, doon biglang
made me buy Marrakesh.
Yun. Yeah. So, it just takes a different
how
perspective.
How
impressionable. Give a giant.
Kasi nung nilaro namin, sabi ni JC, sabi ko, oh, this is really good. How come we've never heard of it? Oh, it's an old game, eh. Tell me. Yeah, but it's still a good game, even if it's old. Yeah. Ganyan, so,
but it's not going to get hyped because it's old. I don't think it's going to replace Monopoly because Monopoly has, like, money. This is just carpet. So, yeah,
well, Monopoly has the, ano naman, I mean, it will never go down. Simply because everyone knows Monopoly. Diba? But for me, if I, like, ngayon, my son is growing up, I will introduce Marrakesh rather than Monopoly.
Or maybe instead of Monopoly, which can be replaced by a lot of other games, it can be what you introduce someone to, so Roll and Move it. So Game of Life.
Yes.
Diba?
Yeah. Plus, the counting kasi of the money, hindi mo na kailangan problemahin pa.
Okay, my turn. Last hidden gem for me is Hanami Koji.
That's the geisha game.
Yes.
Oh, really?
I don't think it's hidden.
It is hidden.
People were playing.
Like that. Five people from my various groups.
Yeah, I gotta play.
It's hidden in terms of like all the other board game media. Okay. I've never seen it in my Instagram. Definitely. Barely, or maybe once or twice, but barely.
Is it the age?
No, it's a new game.
It's a new game. It just got reskinned. Kasi,
I'd like to see how the new pictures look like now.
It got reskinned because of the geisha thing. But anyway, so I really like it because it's a two-player game.
Okay, that's not the game I played.
Kailangan ko talaga ng maraming two-player games kasi usually dalawa lang kami naglalaro. So, for me, I have a collection talaga of two-player games. And this actually replaced Love Letter for me. Kasi parang yung Love Letter, like siya nalaro with just two players and just yung back and forth. Back and forth, mabilisan lang. But this one is meatier, so since medyo nag-evolve na rin kami in our games, in the games that we like, Hanami Koji replaced Love Letter for me. So there. So everyone has heard of it?
Yeah.
Oh, Javan Lipa. How about you?
I thought it's a different game, so it's not the one that I thought.
Oh, so you haven't?
Yeah, it was the other one.
It has a cool mechanic kasi na parang you're basically gonna cannibalize your hand. Because you have four options on your turn. You can get one card, place it on the tableau to get the favor of the geisha. And then another one is to discard two cards. Another option is, and you can only do one option as in once. And then after you've done all of the options, you're done. The third option is you lay down three cards, your opponent chooses one to keep, and then you get the other two. And then the fourth option is you divide four cards into two piles. You get one pile, your opponent gets another pile. So it's weird. You're basically cannibalizing your hand. So yun, Hanami Koji.
Can we get like one round just to finish our lists?
Yeah.
No, but we're almost done because like, considering the time. Yeah. I'll just go fast. Okay, fine. Fanduble. It's like a dice pushing your luck game. It's like kiddie-ish, but I can't say it's kiddie-ish because it's gambling and I don't like it. But when I played it, it's fun and I can get how addicting it could be, which is bad because it's gambling and it's not good, but it's still fun. Well, that's weird to say, but anyway, that's one. Okay, do I finish my list or are you going to go?
Well, I still have one more, the Hidden Gem. It's not a party game this time.
Okay.
It's a Honshu.
Honshu! Oh.
Yeah.
Honshu!
Honshu ba?
Yes. That is the tile laying game, right?
Yeah, with the cards.
The six.
No. It's a map building.
Six
game.
Squared.
Yeah, you have a card. It's divided into six squares, and then there are territories printed on there. So during your turn, you will play a card because the cards have numbers on them. You'll play the card, and then everyone will play their card. And then whoever gets the highest, play the highest card, will get to pick first from the group of cards that have been laid down. So I'll pick one card, and then I'll try to slot it into my map. So you're slipping it under, you're slipping it over some things, and then trying to connect the squares to form like a large forest or something like that. So the different terrains have different scoring rules. I really like it because I like tile laying games. And then there's this part where you're trying to see how you're slipping something and then covering other things. So it's interesting. It's not a reprint. There's another edition that they printed that's coming out this year. Hokkaido. Which is a
same thing. Yeah.
What?
I think it's more complex. A bit more complex.
I'm not sure. I think it's a little simpler. I think they removed the bidding portion.
Okay.
Yun yung isa sa mga games na frustrated ako. Because I played it and it's so good. And yet, no one seems to know about
meron ka ba?
It. Ubus na.
Oh.
Hindi ko alam kung paano namin
naubos.
I want to buy.
But we'll check. Baka meron pang nakatago somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah. But
gem,
my hidden gems pa.
Okay.
I think lang ng problem niya, it came out the same year as King Domino or
yes,
Queen
yes,
Domino.
Yes,
yun yung problema niya.
Honshu.
Can I just finish my list just to get it out
go,
of the
go,
way?
Go.
All right, word on the street. You're just laying down. You're fighting
yeah,
over letters,
like
going back and forth.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess it's not a hidden gem.
It's
but
not
it's
a hidden gem.
Not exactly.
It is. People get
it's
not hidden.
Dati yung lakas niya.
Ah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I got it from you guys.
Yeah. It's a retired gem.
But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you know, just fix the tiles and
make
it look cooler.
Yeah.
Oh, my speed! You're going to run for the tiles and push
oh,
it.
Oh, tatakbo ka sa tiles.
Ang haba ng line.
Out of the box publishing, if I remember it.
Would you count, Don't Mess with Cthulhu as a hidden gem?
I think so. It's not that high.
Yeah.
But it's a party game and it's like deduction, whatever.
It was called
whatever.
Time Bomb before.
Yeah,
when
it's
you say
fun.
It's a party game, you sound judgy. It's okay.
Yeah, but like everyone's like,
I
know we're like vibing there, but then it's like you know, like it's all like we have to go like a sophisticated and Euro and stuff. So I'm going for the simple ones that nobody are going for because that's why they become the hidden gems. I'd also want to mention like paperback and hardback, but I don't think that's exactly hidden. It's just that it's so niche and like just a little bunch of people want to play it. So there.
Wait, Jovan, what is the mother of all?
Hidden gems.
Red flags. But why is it a hidden gem?
Okay. It's the same mechanic as Cards Against Humanity. Except, I don't like Cards Against Humanity. I'm sorry, guys, if you like it, but I don't. Because, well, I used to, actually.
Yeah, you do.
It's okay. It was hilarious at first, but it gets really old quick. So,
I agree.
This one... it works like Cards Against. Like there's a, instead of a cards are, you have a single person, because this is set up like a dating game. So the single person will get recommendations
from herself. Yes,
yes, can we try it now? Just one round. Just one round.
May expansion na to, like na nerdy red flag. So
yeah,
no, marami na.
No, ito.
That's it. Yeah.
Just like one round.
Oh, sorry.
Just to see.
Shout out pala to Dream Home from Rebel. I met the founder kasi in Gamma. If you don't know Dream Home, it's the number one best-selling game right now in Poland. Wow. It is the reason why Asmodee bought Rebel. Tapos nang sinabi niya sa akin, oh, you don't know Dream Home? No. Yeah, how can you not know Dream Home?
Buksan na natin.
Ginudge nila ako.
Well, we're just
moving on. Magbubusa na second chance.
Everything.
Okay.
Dream Home.
We're up to six.
So now we're going to play one round of red flags. So, guys, read it aloud for the audio listeners. Huh?
What's
yeah. What's mine?
Hans is pick. Is Hans the single person? Or do we need just one? Tingnan natin.
So instead of a card czar, you
it's
have
hands.
You have a single person, and everybody will make recommendations. So you get to pick two white cards.
Okay.
So these are like, you know, your glowing your glowing recommendations.
Okay.
Hey, I know this girl. You know, she always makes time for you. And
how many do you play? Two.
Yeah, two.
Two.
And it's the best like smelling person in the world.
Okay.
So you have that. But the catch is
the red card.
The person beside you will have to put a red flag
beside
on
you. Okay.
On it. Mm-hmm. So you know that date recommendation is not all good. There's
okay
always a catch. You know? Like as in real life.
All right.
Like, anyway.
So one person left.
One person left.
Let's do you.
Okay.
Let's do.
Let's hands.
Okay.
Okay. So who starts?
No, we have to put it down.
Well, we can.
I already did. So always makes time for you, and is the best smelling person in the world.
And so Sam will put a red card, a red flag.
No, she has to put good traits first.
Good traits first. Okay.
Everyone has.
Tapos mamaya pa yung ano.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So basically,
do I get to play?
No.
I don't know what Hans likes.
So is respectful and can train you in the ways of the Jedi.
Oh fuck.
Okay.
I'm gonna be boring.
That's a little hard to beat.
Okay, ako. So my friend, you have the same favorite music and is a famous fashion designer, so can help you with your lifestyle and fashion business.
Mine is gonna be boring. I don't know how old you are, but the person for you loves the 80s.
Not bad. I love the 80s.
Yeah. And can grant you anything because it's a genie!
Who?
Oh shit.
Hard to beat that.
Hard to beat that.
So,
who are we adding to the left or to the right?
We can do to the left.
Okay.
Yes. Alright.
So I'm adding to mix. Always mix time for you. Best smelling person in the world. But!
No.
But, oh man, these are boring. But there's a blank thing. I don't know how to fill it out. Wears a backpack full of blank during sex.
Full of what? Full of what?
I'm gonna put he's the best smelling person in the world because it's filled with perfume. And it's heavy and it's water and sloshes every time you're having sex. Can't say that. And it's reliably.
Hindi masyado masama yan.
Because we're still having sex.
It's better than the other card, so
there are ways around that.
Okay. So Sam recommends somebody respectful and can train you in the ways of the Jedi.
Yes.
But is dead.
Oh my god! No, that's awesome!
That's awesome! He's a force ghost! Like, she's a force ghost, I mean. And then all you have to do is be one with the force. That's gross.
Alright, so you have the same favorite music, is a famous fashion designer, but is actually two children stacked on top of each other.
Oh my god. That's totally done already. That's like, so, Epstein?
I think you're kind of out of the running.
Okay.
I cannot imagine children.
So this girl loves the 80s and is a genie, but is always covered in ants.
Oh my god. Oh, the ways around that, the, with the genie powers.
They're just dead. It's not a criminal.
I think I would this one is a corpse.
No, I mean
places, it is criminal.
Just because they're dead doesn't mean you're it's a corpse.
I think
just,
that one
they're
is
just dead.
Cool.
It's their spirit. It's their spirit.
So this is Sam trying to sell her dead friend.
Kumakasayo dun ka kay Japan.
You're having sex fun.
but you get to learn about the Jedi stuff.
So
but you did.
That's okay. One with the Force.
You can't
force.
Have sex with someone who's dead.
Yes, you can if you have the Force.
If you have the Force.
He's, what if he's not interested in sex?
There was a woman who was claimed that she
the
does
ghost.
Have... Yep.
The ghost pirate,
so,
whatever.
Yes, you can.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Jet.
Pwede naman siyang naging angel na, di ba? Or something.
Or this one. You got genie. You can just wish away.
I cannot do ants.
No, you can...
I cannot do ants!
Your wish could be have the power of Marvel superheroes and have the power of Ant-Man and make the ants go away and then you still have two infinite wishes.
No,
but she is always covered in ants.
Yes.
Even with genie powers.
So there's no physical intimacy.
Oh, well, same with the Force Ghost thing.
Because that's like the standard, at least my face.
So you see how this is different, way different from Cards Against, that it's not like being an awful person,
yeah.
It's just
yeah.
What can you live with?
Yeah. So hands so cannot live with ants.
Yes, I cannot live with ants. And
the
children are on top of each other.
So now he's picking between
now that's probably this
respectful,
one.
Can train you in the ways of the Jedi, and is dead. Or someone who always makes time for you, and is the best smelling person in the world, but wears a backpack full of perfume.
The Jedi
wala.
I think the Jedi,
the Jedi
one has a lot more potential.
Yeah.
Mas adventurous. Kasi yung the other one, yung kay Jovan, medyo ordinary pa.
Not exciting enough. Wow.
Not exciting
wow.
enough.
Maghanap ka ng girl who always makes time for you.
You're going to become an Avenger with Sam's.
Yeah.
That's why she's training you. She's dead, so you're the Avenger.
Let's do another round. Right? We still have one more.
So, sino ma?
Kiss Sam.
The Jedi wins.
The Jedi wins.
Kahit patay na siya, oh my god.
Yeah, she can possess. She can possess a
power. But with the Force.
Sige, let's do one last. I think it's 11:53. I think we need to end.
Okay.
But this is really fun. It's a fun game.
So this is fun.
I get why it's a hidden gem. Definitely.
It's not so.
It's,
I guess
I have the perfect card for Giovanni.
I know.
Lives at Hogwarts.
Perfect nga.
Meron, nakakaubos lang ha. Meron, but I'm sure meron pa. Or,
this
the Vampire Slayer.
Buffy.
So see, it's Red Flags is from Skybound, who actually made Super Fight. So the...
Yeah, this is...
The original system yeah, was Super Fight.
Super Fight is much
better. I think we have it in common, diba? We should have it in
the third one in the line. They teamed up with Cyanide and Happiness.
Oh,
people from Joking Hazard.
Wait,
Joking
what?
Hazard. Yeah.
So
they're doing
they're
another
making
one?
A third one called forgotten name, but it's the train game. It's basically
you continue the story over and over.
You have a train and you have to choose which track you would want the train to go.
Oh,
and there,
yeah.
I remember the mascot, Tollytron.
Is this a trolley?
Yes.
Classic.
And it's
experiment.
Not offensive.
It's not.
It's not offensive.
It's not offensive.
This one is just
it's
like
really
a...
It's just...
Yeah. And some Cards Against Humanity cards kasi, alam mo na eh. With the right group, you know it's always gonna win.
Yes.
Yeah. Like Batman.
It's
yeah,
really
exactly. Exactly. The Batman card.
It gets predictable.
Card.
Yeah.
And also,
even with all the expansions.
I'm bothered sometimes with the kinds of...
The
humor. Kind of,
yeah.
The kind of humor and the values.
Is this also filled with a lot of American humor?
Sometimes.
They have one card that
yeah,
likes
Vampire
Nickelback.
Slayer. And then
I know, likes what?
Likes Nickelback.
It's
just
like
a very American thing.
Okay, this is a hidden gem coming in just to say goodbye.
Okay,
I would have to say that the red flags, it's like...
Jericho, Belize, Flash!
One more game! Just kidding.
Three hidden gems!
One has go actual gems and it's called...
Go over here! Go over here!
Yeah, go ahead.
So one hidden gem for me is in-can gold. So it's not...
I just played that! That was fun! It's push or lock.
It's a fun game. Gaming has live actually has the new stuff of the new edition. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Another one for me is like an old gem now. It also has gems. Bling Bling Gemstone. I played it in Dice and Dine. That's no longer available because of the new... Tic-Tac Lumberjack has the new version.
Tic-Tac.
So, Tic-Tac. It's like, for me, it's just another hidden gem. Different game. I can't think of a third one because I was prepared with a third one.
Okay. So that's
a party game.
That's it for today's episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you watch the live show, I mean the video show, let us know if you like it and if you want to watch us play more games during our roundtable discussions.
Oh, also, name your own hidden gems.
Yes, of course. Name your hidden gem in the comments and baka may pakulo si Hans for you guys. Yeah.
All of the announcements and this will be posted on Spotify, right?
Yes.
And
Spotify, everything.
And sure, for comments and everything, you can even actually post it on the GLive Game Night Community Facebook group. So that's where we will funnel all of the interactions and engagement so that we can all discuss, you know, what hidden gem. Maybe there's a game out there na, well, one, worth it pala kay GL i-stock. Two, you know, would everyone would love as well.
And we'll also talk about it in our next roundtable discussion.
Yeah.
Alright, so don't forget, we stream our game night every Tuesday night at Facebook. And we also have a variety show coming out in the next 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for today. Thank you guys for listening.
Thank you.
I hope you had fun. Bye!
I can sleep now.
Bye!